lovely people. Welcome back to Love, Sex and Magic with a solo episode from me. Well, maybe not so solo because my little cherub, Sky, is with me today for this one. He's fast asleep. You can probably hear him. How cute are those sounds? Oh my God. So this solo episode is going to be all about how business has shifted since becoming a mother and how my relationship with work has shifted, and really what motherhood is teaching me about feminine leadership and feminine business. So this is a topic that I'm so excited to talk about, because if you followed me for a long time, you'll know that I always dreamed of becoming a mother. And when I started designing and dreaming up an online business, it was really because of motherhood. I was like, okay, well, I know that I'm going to want to be home with my babies as much as possible. So I'm going to design a business where I can work from home and work when I want. And I'm not committed to like a certain amount of hours every day. I can kind of choose my own schedule. And so I'm really like pinching myself these days that I'm like, oh my God, I'm actually here. Like, this is exactly what I dreamed of. This is exactly what I designed. And I wanted to say that because it's so easy, I think, these days to just be always thinking ahead of like, oh, you know, when I'm over here, then things will be better. Or when I've reached a certain level of income or a certain size of my business or a certain whatever, or when he's older, whatever it might be, when, then life will be different. And something that I'm doing these days is, you know, really bringing myself into the reality of like, I dreamed of this exact phase in my life for so long, and it's so amazing to be here. It's like, it's actually here. So yeah, so, so thrilled about it, as you can tell. But yeah, the biggest shifts of my life came with motherhood. And I remember when I found out that I was pregnant, I called up my team. We had a big meeting and I said, okay, all of our plans for the year are off. We're reimagining and restructuring completely everything, because I knew that I didn't want a stressful pregnancy. I knew that I wanted a pregnancy full of ease and flow and relaxation and me being able to receive. And so the shifts that I made to prepare for the baby coming, I made those in pregnancy, and actually before pregnancy even, because I was starting to really come at my business from more of this feminine lens, from more of a lens of, you know, really not pushing and like just working all the hours of the day. Because obviously when a baby comes, and also when you're pregnant, you're so exhausted all the time that you have literally no choice but to slow down and rest. So motherhood really teaches you that you can't just go and go and go, because you have to feed your baby, you have to sleep, you have to put your baby down to rest. Like, you've got no choice but to like stop and slow down. So at the moment in my work days, there's intermittent windows throughout the day where I'm having to completely stop everything and breastfeed. Or, you know, Sky will be like this, like sleeping on my chest, and then he'll suddenly wake up and I'm like, okay, like Sky needs to, you know, have attention and like play, and you know, we need to sing a song or whatever it is that he needs. You really discover with motherhood like how much less time you have for work, and you don't want to work anymore. Like, that's something that I've been maybe a little surprised with, is that it's not that you're like, oh, I really want to do all this work, but my baby's demanding my attention. It's like, all I want to do is be with the baby. Like, all I want to do is be with him. So it better be worth it if it's taking me away from him. That's how it feels. Because every hour that's spent on Zoom is an hour where I could have been taking care of my baby, right? So you've got to really develop these boundaries. And motherhood really forces you to have those. Everything is a no, unless it's like a full fuck yes. That's how it's got to be. Because if it's a yes, then it's taking you away from being with your baby. So motherhood is really helping me enforce boundaries in my business and in my work life. And in terms of my relationship with my work, it's definitely made me a lot more relaxed, honestly. It's made me really release attachment of what gets done in the day or in the week. And obviously, like, I still have a to-do list, but I'm not someone that's going to beat myself up if I don't get through that to-do list, because at the end of the day, if all I've done that day is take care of my baby, then to me, that's a day of success, because that's what I dreamed of. I came here to be a mama. I wanted this life. I wanted this mamahood. I wanted this baby, of course. But I think it's really important to address that there's no one right way to be a mother. And what motherhood has really been teaching me is that every mother's journey is so, so different. And this is going off in a different direction now than business and work. But every mother, every new mother has their own set of struggles that's difficult, right? That's different from someone else's journey. So someone's birth is going to look different to yours. Someone's breastfeeding journey is going to look different to yours. Someone's sleep decisions are going to look different to yours. And someone's work decisions are going to look different to yours, right? Someone's going to get back to work within a month or so. And then someone else that you know is going to take 6 months off, right? For me, my work is, I literally chose this work. Like, I love what I do. So I took 2 months off in my maternity leave, and then I started coming back to work. And now I'm still not doing like a full work week, and I don't know how, I'm probably never going to be able to do that again, to be honest, which is fine. But at the moment, I'm doing probably 2 days a week of work. But it's really required me to simplify everything. You really learn how to multitask when you're a mom. You learn how to do several things at one time, and doing a lot of things from just my phone. And you hear a lot about like mamas juggling work and family and the constant juggle. And I really want to create my own integrated balance with this, that's less about a juggle, but more about like an integrated harmony between the two worlds, because to me, my family and my children is my work and the most important work that I'll ever do. So I want to merge the two worlds together as much as possible, in a way that feels the healthiest for my family, because my family has always been my biggest why. So I'm sharing this. Obviously, I'm only 4 months into being a mama, so I'm still very much figuring it out, but this is where I'm at right now. Hey guys, just want to take a quick break from this episode to tell you about my favorite product that I'm using right now, and that is Pitsy Natural Deodorant. I've tried every single natural deodorant that's out there. This is the only one that actually works and lasts and stops me from smelling. But not only does it stop me from smelling, it actually smells freaking amazing. And there are 6 different scents. So what I love about Pitsy is I can basically choose the scent that I want that morning, depending on the kind of mood I'm in, depending on my outfit, the vibe that I'm in. So I might go for like rose, which I love the rose one. But then this morning I was feeling more in like a lavender clove bud kind of mood. I might feel in like a dark sea kind of mood. Like, I'm so multi-dimensional that I like to choose a different scent every day, right? So I love this product so much. It's also biodegradable, compostable. You can literally put this into the soil when you're done with it, and it will completely disintegrate into nothing. So super good for the planet, which we absolutely love. But yeah, most of all, just love that it actually works, you know, as a natural product. So everyone get your hands on some Pitsy. You can use the code MELWELLS10 to get 10% off your order. So go to meetpitsy.com or Instagram/meetpitsy. All right, back to the episode. Yeah, it's a huge identity shift that you go through. And obviously it's a big death and rebirth of who you are. You no longer have the freedom to just jump on a plane and go speak at an event across the country, right? You can no longer just be like, yeah, I think I'll head to Bali and then Thailand and then go and put on an event in London and what have you. Like, I used to travel all the time. And it's not that I can't do that with a baby. Obviously, like, I totally can. But I don't want to do that anymore. Like, what my priority is now is being at home with Sky as much as possible. And obviously we will travel with him, and we're going to travel with him. We're going to Costa Rica soon, which will be his first big trip. But you lose that freedom for sure, but your priorities shift as well, right? So you want to be at home with the baby as much as possible. At least that's been the biggest, that's been a big shift for me. I'm no longer saying yes to juggling multiple projects. It's more about how can we do less, but have still have an impact, right? How can we take things off the plate? How can we remove things from the calendar, from the diary, and still create the impact that we want to do and still be doing our soul's work? I feel like there's almost a message out there that's like, keep building and growing and be as successful as possible and grow your career now, because when you do decide to have a family, like, everything will change. Or like, it's over, basically. Your life is over as you know it. Your business is over as you know it. And it's true, but it's not the end. It's just a new chapter. It's a new iteration. And you have to become more effective in your work when you have a family. There's no doubt about it. You have to do things that really move the needle in the time that you do have to work, because you do have a lot less time. But for me, it doesn't feel like my life before my baby was like completely over, and this is like, it doesn't feel like it was a death. It feels like this is just a new chapter, and it feels like it's actually birthing a greater depth to the work. Because A, my business is not my baby anymore, because now I actually do have a baby. But my business still gets to be my creative expression, my soul's work. So if I'm still going to show up and work at the same degree as I was before, then it better be my soul's work. It better be something that really makes me come alive inside. And it's kind of difficult for me, because like, everything that I do in my business does feel like my soul's work, does feel like really creatively inspiring for me to do. But it really makes you look at everything that you're saying yes to and being like, what actually really moves me? What actually really feels like I'm living my true purpose here in this lifetime? Because if I'm doing any work that doesn't feel like that, then I would rather just scrap it. I would rather just be with Sky. I would rather be changing diapers, you know, truthfully. Because to me, motherhood is the most important job that I'll ever have in this lifetime. If I really want to change the world, then that, to me, there's no greater way to do that than by raising amazing human beings, right? Who have an amazing outlook on life. That for me is like really how we get to shape the world, and has always been really important to me. So I guess I want to wrap up this podcast episode by saying that it is overwhelming, motherhood and entrepreneurship. And I think today has just been a really interesting demonstration of that, because I've had Sky on me as I've been trying to record this episode. And even that has like felt just like a lot for me to do, like, because I'm trying to focus on recording this episode, but at the same time, he's like on me. And even though he was asleep, he was like breathing on me, and I'm like constantly thinking about him and is he okay? So it's hard for me to be like fully here creating content. And so I feel like that's just like an exact demonstration of what balancing motherhood and entrepreneurship is like. You feel like very much like trying to be in two places at once. And when you focus on one thing, you're not able to do the other. And when you focus on the other, you're not able to do the other. And you're trying to do both at the same time. And it's a constant dance. And I think the big lesson for me in all of this is just not being too hard on myself when these times do come up and I do get overwhelmed, because it is very easy to get overwhelmed by the constant juggle of it all. So I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode, and we'll wrap it up there. So I really hope you loved this episode. If you enjoy listening to this show, I would love if you would leave us a review. And really exciting, you can now have your question answered by me on this show live by sending in a voice note to the show. So you will have the option to have this message completely anonymous too, but it's going to be like getting mini coaching from me on air. So if you want to take part in this, I would love to do this with you. So go to the link in the show notes and you'll know exactly what to do. So thank you so much.